Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. This is the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet.
Yay!
And that was the Great Cat doing Flight of the Bumblebee in honor of our friends, the Chicago Cubs baseball team down at spring training playing against the Seattle Mariners on Sunday. There was a bee swarm in the left field bullpen.
That's rough.
Yeah, there were like players were like climbing over the outfield wall trying to get away from the bees. Some guy got stung 17 times.
Ooh.
Like, yeah, bee swarm.
Yikes.
Bees.
Remember the mites? Were they mites?
They put the bees in MLB.
They were what? Jabba Chamberlain was covered in little bugs.
Oh, yeah, those
and drove
bugs.
Him insane.
Yeah, yeah. When he was pitching, I think it was in either in Detroit or Cleveland, right? Do you remember which city it was? I don't remember.
I'm gonna say Cleveland.
Okay, it was when he was pitching for the Yankees years ago, and they had some like infestation of bugs, and he couldn't see, and he was like. Just like swinging his arms around and trying to get the gnats out of his eyes and stuff, and
it was bad.
Yeah, apparently.
I think they tried to spray him with something.
Yeah, there was a rule though that he could have asked that the game be called or suspended, and he didn't know that he was allowed to do that, and so nobody told him. So he kept trying to pitch. So the Yankees lost.
Well, I think
lost.
Joe Torre was the one who was supposed to do something about it. Well, Joe Torre, Hall of Fame manager.
Yeah.
Where were you? You let down Jabba.
Where were you? Yeah, he was from Lincoln, Nebraska, too. I liked him.
Who?
Jabba Chamberlain.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's still in the league.
Is he?
He's on some team.
Yeah.
But he's really fat now, and he had a beard last year, and he looked terrible.
No, he's not doing so good.
He's awful.
Hey, speaking of fat and looking terrible, Chris Christie's gym shorts.
How much they get sold for?
Okay, Chris Christie, the loaded governor of New Jersey. I don't know what to call him. He's something. He's the governor of New Jersey. We'll call him Governor Christie.
We'll call him governor in quotes.
Yeah, governor.
Until he's
Christie.
In federal prison.
Yeah, no, he's tooling to be the President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. That's why he's doing this.
The New York Post said vice president, but I think he wants to be attorney general.
I thought for a long time he wanted to be attorney general. I don't think he wants to be vice president. I thought he wanted to be attorney general, but then when this whole Supreme Court thing came up, I think he'd much rather be a Supreme Court.
Is he qualified to be a Supreme Court justice?
Well, you know, he's a lawyer.
Did he go to law school?
Yeah, he was attorney general of New
Jersey.
Yeah,
but I mean, does that require you to go to law school?
No, he was a federal prosecutor. Oh, federal prosecutor. Okay, that's good. That's whatever. You know, sure he is. He's as qualified to be on the Supreme Court as Trump is qualified to be president, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're living in bizarre land.
Yeah, who cares, right? So anyway, he did a fundraiser a few years ago where he had to wear gym shorts, and he gave them to somebody afterwards. He autographed them and gave them away. So the guy put them up for sale on eBay,
yeah,
like last week. They sold for $380.
You think they're trying to clone them or something?
No, they're six. They're size 60 waist.
Size what?
60-inch waist.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, it's
I'm
like
a size
people.
40 waist
it's
now,
like
and I'm kind of a fat
two,
piece of garbage.
It's two people. It's two people's worth of gym shorts. You could put me in one leg and Sluggo in the other leg. I mean, it's like...
You wouldn't want to, but you could.
You wouldn't want to, but you could, you know? It's like crazy, right? I don't know which is more disturbing, the fact that he's
well, would
that
you buy,
fat or that it's sold for $380.
Would you rather buy the Chris Christie underpants or the Mike Piazza post 9/11 jersey?
Ew.
Which one would you rather have? Mets jersey or Chris Christie pants?
Oh, I don't want Chris Christie's pants.
How could you even frame them? How big are those? I mean, that would be too
60,
big for the
I mean,
wall.
It's like, yeah, it's like if the waist is 60 inches, right, and then you put them up there, then it's like 30 inches across. You know,
remember Jared from Subway before he went to jail?
That's the
pants he held up like in the before.
Yeah. Jared's. I had a friend back in Iowa who had a band called Jared's Pants. I played them on the air once. They were pretty good.
I think he's already working... The sandwich concession at the at jail is what I heard about Jared.
He is.
That's
he's
what I
serving,
heard.
He's serving sandwiches
well, I mean,
in prison.
He knows a lot about sandwiches.
I guess.
But he had already gained
like 40 pounds.
Yeah,
well, they didn't have a pedophile commission in prison, so he couldn't do that. So he had to do sandwiches.
Chris Christie graduated from the Seton Hall University School of Law.
Yeah!
And was admitted to the New Jersey State Bar Association in 1987.
Hey, I know we never actually take calls on the air, but
yeah.
We have a thing questions.
We're going to take calls on the air today.
Well, remember when we used to do
that? People used to call us at 201-209-9368?
I was thinking...
That's 201-209-9368. Please dial carefully.
I was thinking that maybe we should not have a call-in show anymore.
What?
Maybe we should have a call-out show.
A call-out show?
Because it works better when we call out.
When we call people?
Yeah, we call somebody and get them on the air. That works better, I think, in general than when they call in, which they don't, because they don't. So I think we should be, like, the first call-out.
The call-out show?
Yeah.
I would have to read the Sports WFMU talk. Wiki about how to make calls out.
Well, it's not hard. I can do it. I've done it. You've seen me do it, right?
Yeah.
You have to get the silver phone. And you have to hit this thing.
Hit a bunch of numbers.
And you have to dial it, and you have to put it on hold.
And then you say, "What is bread cheese?" Will you tell us on the air? And then they hang up on us.
Yeah, I know. Everybody hangs up on us.
I wrote to Chris Christie this week.
Oh yeah. Oh, about what?
Well, I tweeted at him because I wanted to know if he was going to pardon the Easter Bunny who had gotten in a fight at the mall.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. They're listening to us.
They are.
Yeah, can you hear?
Can
us
we
in
keep
the background?
Going through? Yeah, will it create an infinite distortion?
Yeah, we'll have like a loop. Yeah, we'll have like a loop.
I think this is a great show. And
this is the best show.
Thank
ever.
You for having me on the air.
Thank you for having me on the air.
That's the hang up person is the only person we get to call in.
Well, they didn't hang up though. They just were listening.
They were just listening.
Yeah,
quietly.
That's okay. Quietly listening.
And masturbating.
God, do I have to bleep?
No,
that?
It's fine.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I guess we are going to talk about Matt Harvey and what's wrong with him.
He wasn't doing that, was he?
That's clinical. No. Well, maybe he was. I mean, maybe that's what happened that got him so sick. I don't know.
Matt Harvey was going to be the opening day starter for the Mets.
He's a pitcher for the Mets. He's a very good
pitcher
for the Mets.
They call him the Dark Knight.
Didn't he kind of stay in the game too long in the World Series?
That's
though?
Not his fault.
That was his fault.
How is that his fault?
He insisted on going back out there.
That is not his fault.
Remember?
That's why they have managers.
Yeah, well, the manager let him stay.
Manager let him stay in because the whole thing. So it's the World Series.
Yes.
And he's in the game.
Yes.
And he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
And then he wanted to stay in the game.
Yeah.
It's like the ninth inning.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, we're going to let you in this thing because everyone's chanting your name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little scary. You go out to take out the guy. They're going to boo you. It's the World Series.
Yeah.
And then he gives up like two hits, and they take him out, and then they lost the World Series, and everyone was crying
and blaming him. But they're going to start. They're going to start him anyway.
Not his fault. They were going to start him opening day.
But then he had this mysterious ailment, and he couldn't start. So they were like, "Uh-oh, what could it be?" And they kept saying like. Mystery things, and they were saying, "Oh, he's seeing a doctor.
It's not baseball related."
And I was thinking, for sure, hemorrhoids, right?
Well,
Remember when, like, George Brett
had hemorrhoids?
Had hemorrhoids in the World Series and took himself out of the game.
I would take myself out of my life.
Yeah,
if I had those.
I don't know. I mean, how bad can they be?
I'm pretty bad. Bad enough to not play baseball.
I guess it must hurt, right?
You can't sit on the bench.
WFMU, you're on the air. Do hemorrhoids hurt? So, apparently they do. So I thought it was hemorrhoids. I was pretty sure it's Matt Harvey's hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
But it turns out today they finally said what it was. It is not hemorrhoids. It's that he was...
The other side.
He was urinating blood clots.
Okay. How do you get that?
Well, there's different ways.
Yeah.
You know, bacteria and germs and things can... Migrate.
I would think that that's what urine's made of, bacteria and germs or whatever.
What? I don't know.
Isn't that what you're urinating out?
I'm always confused because I think there's a thing where, like, people say urine is sterile, but I don't believe it.
Oh,
right?
Should I stop drinking my urine then?
You know, I worked with a guy at the Village Voice who drank his own urine.
Yeah.
Victor.
I mean, it's not good.
No, have you tried it?
No.
I mean,
he was not consciously.
He was a big advocate for people drinking their own urine. And the thing was, he also ate lots of garlic. He smelled really bad, and he drank his own urine. It was like, he was a dream
How
to
did
work
this
with.
Village Voice
you
go out of
imagine.
Business? How did
and
that
then,
happen?
And then he complained. Well, they're not out of business.
What are they doing these days?
I don't know. They're, you know, you
but
see,
they just suck. I mean, it's the same as
well,
being
see,
out of business.
Once in a while, you see one in one of those boxes
by accident.
Where you can take one for free. I never see anyone take one. I never see anyone read one.
No, they used to be a great thing.
Yeah.
Now it blows.
Yeah, they blow. So anyway,
urine's not sterile.
So I guess not. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. But you can get, like, bacteria and stuff up your urethra in different ways.
What?
Or if you need to go to the bathroom and you hold it too long, yeah. You know, it kind of roils around in your bladder, and that's not good either. There's lots of other things that could cause that. I mean, he could have had some kind of kidney cancer or something, you know, but it turns out he doesn't have anything bad. It's just he had an infection. But you have to have a really bad infection if you're, I mean.
How long did you hold it for?
I don't know. You can urinate blood. You know, I mean, it happens. Like, women get urinary tract infections frequently if they're sexually active. Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't know about being sexually active.
Well, you're not a woman either, but, you know.
Not that I know of, but I'm not sure.
Well, you want to check?
I haven't looked down there in a while.
Check it out.
What's
you
going
went to
on
the doctor.
There?
You went to the doctor this week. The doctor
I didn't take off my pants or anything.
The doctor would have told you if you were a woman.
That would have been the best news I could possibly get.
She would have let
I'd
you
be
know.
So excited.
She would let you know.
I'd be like, oh man, that's awesome.
So, WFMU, you're probably on the air.
Hi, Brian, Wyndham, Jim.
Hi, Danny D.
Go Bruins.
Boo.
Danny D's going to see the Devils play the Bruins tonight.
He is.
How many goals will the Bruins beat the Devils by tonight, Danny D?
Kincaid's in, so I'm not hopeful.
Kincaid is the goalie for the Devils. He's a backup goalie.
And well, they had the kid Wedgwood come in for like the last four games or so.
Can you understand a word he's saying?
He's saying Wedgwood came in.
That's what I thought he said. Is there somebody named Wedgwood?
I think must be a third goalie behind. Is it some contest winner they let play goal?
I thought Wedgwood was a china.
It could be.
Porcelain or some kind.
Yeah. Why are you turning me down?
I don't know, because you're loud.
I'm always loud. I do it from the diaphragm. Danny, would you join a you didn't do so great in the fantasy baseball league.
I mean,
would you join the fantasy baseball league if we created one for WFMU?
Would you stop talking right into the microphone?
Sure, I'll join FMU related baseball league.
No, baseball, not basketball. Baseball.
Right, baseball.
You have me so far down that I don't know how far.
I'll put it back up.
All right, where am I going?
You go wherever you want to go.
Am I loud enough?
Is this a Yahoo one or is this
it's an ESPN one. We want to create on ESPN. Can you hear me?
Sure. When's the draft?
This weekend.
Sunday, 5
Sunday.
O'clock.
Sunday at 5 o'clock.
Weekend. But, Jim, there's no Devils game at Sunday at 5 o'clock. How can I possibly do a baseball draft?
I believe in you, Danny. I know you can do it.
You can do it.
Brahma wants to have a league that's just catchers. So I don't know how we could possibly have that many catchers. But
that's awesome.
If you go to ESPN, I'll send you an invite. But if you go to ESPN and look up Sportsy Talk on WFMU, Fantasy Baseball, join the league. Win prizes, possibly.
Possibly.
Get a bunch of catchers.
That'd be awesome. I could draft Matt Harvey in that league, too.
Is Steve Harvey available in most fantasy baseball leagues?
Yeah, anybody. It's a fantasy.
It's the Mets, though. I'm worried about Matt Harvey because the Mets doctors are not really good at this diagnosis thing.
They're bad at medicine.
You know, he might be pregnant for all we know.
Is that possible?
Well, I don't know. I saw a bad movie on TV once where that happened.
Some
guy got pregnant.
Twins?
I don't know what it was.
Is that the name of the show?
I don't know what it was called.
Was Schwarzenegger pregnant? Was that? I've seen that one.
Oh, really?
Dr. Baby? What's the name of that movie?
Dr. Baby?
Dr. Baby!
Did you see the bees with the Cubs?
We just talked about that.
Okay, sorry. I must have been out of range.
All right.
But
you were out of range?
What did I say? I sent some significant news of the dead story to you, I thought, the last couple days.
Patty Duke?
No. It was like sports-related one.
Bicycle guys dying. There were three bicycle guys died in three days. Yeah, three of them in 3 days.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
That's rough. What are they dying of? Getting run over by
bicycling?
Bikes?
Yeah. Oh. They got run over.
Well, whatever. They went out doing what they
love. I hate when people say that. You know, that is
the stupidest
thing.
I'm amazed they don't get hit by those chase cars more.
There's cars in back of them?
Yeah,
well,
there's
the
cars.
Support crews. They do the tour,
motorcycles.
And they have the support crews with spare bicycles and all this stuff. And I always wondered, like, how in the world they're, like, bicycling next to this guy. You hit one bump pebble in the road, and you'd think you'd be in the guy's bumper.
Everybody's always in my bumper, if you know what I'm saying.
That's what we need, a bicycling league.
Fantasy bike league?
Yeah, we'd be all on even.
Can we do that?
We'd need points for doping violations would be the big thing.
Everybody dopes. That's what they tell
everybody
me.
Everybody
dopes. You guys are not dopes.
Okay, thanks, Danny D.
Enjoy the Devils game.
Team.
Enjoy the game.
Go
Bye.
Devils. I mean,
Bruins.
Not really. The Bruins are going to win. Bruins actually need to make the playoffs so that they can
All
lose
right.
again.
Before the show, I said that if we got even one listener to call in and say that they were willing to do the fantasy baseball league, that we would do a fantasy baseball league.
So you're
going to join? I was kind of against it.
I have to send you an invite.
No, I'll go. I'll join.
You could join it. I think it's open
I don't know
league.
That didn't really count. Because
what didn't
it was,
count?
Well, I mean, it was Danny D, and you solicited him on the air. It wasn't like he called in to say he would join. But
we
just announced it, so we're doing it. Yes, we are doing a fantasy baseball. We're not even done with the March Madness fantasy brackets, right?
No, I'm in last place.
Fantasy. Yeah,
it's a fantasy.
I didn't know that was
I'm...
you. I didn't realize that was you in last place. You don't have your name on it. I can see why you wouldn't put your name on it.
I don't have my name on it now. No, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's terrible. Woe is me that ever I was born.
Oh,
Chud
said I was sounding like Toddaphonic Todd with my mic too
hot. Yeah, you sounded too hot.
Well, I can't tell. You keep turning me down.
I was trying to do some poetry.
I'm barely on the radio anymore.
I was in the middle of a poem.
Oh, let me hear.
Okay. This is a March Madness poem. Woe is me that ever I was born, that I did not die with the milk of the breast before filling out my 2016 bracket.
That's pretty good. That's like an awesome poem.
That's good.
You
right?
wrote that whole thing?
Most of it.
That's pretty good. Jonathan writes,
yes.
George Brett had a pink sock. Google it.
Ew.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what that means, but it doesn't sound good.
What?
We have to Google.
I do.
Google pink sock. I don't know, but maybe we can't say it on the air.
Oh, we can't?
I don't know. It sounds dirty.
Is that like a masturbation thing?
I don't. Would you stop?
Oh, I can't say masturbation?
I don't think so.
That's the third time I said it.
Well, stop saying it.
Oh.
I'll start. Like, anyway, in our March Madness bracket, listener Carl is in first place, and somebody the Harsh Sadness bracket.
The Harsh Sadness?
Yes, is in second.
I saw those guys. They opened up for Joy Division back in the day.
Listener Blunterson is in third. Somebody called the Artful Dodger is in fourth. I don't know who some of these people are. Danny D's official bracket is fifth, but he has no chance of winning because he picked the wrong team to win, and Danny D's unofficial bracket is sixth, and then me, I'm in seventh, which I think is
congratulations.
Sad. I was in the second for a long time. I was seventh.
I had Michigan State winning the whole thing, so I've been out of it since the very beginning.
Yeah, I had Kansas,
but I've went and visited my parents this weekend, and we met up in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I think that's so strange.
And we watched the UConn ladies play Mississippi State.
You went in real life.
In real life, that my father got great tickets.
Oh,
thank you, Dad and Mom.
That was a nice Easter gift.
That was very nice, but I felt super depressed during the game. So the Connecticut game was at like noon.
Uh huh.
And they played Mississippi State in Bridgeport in this sort of tiny place. Like they must have a bigger place when they play in Storrs, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Like that facility must be bigger because this Bridgepoint place wasn't
very
big.
Why were they playing in a small place?
You're not supposed to play home games during the tournament, like you know. But they keep having Connecticut thing because it's like Connecticut University of Connecticut wins every year, and they just have home games because they can sell them out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so we went, and it was 24-2, like in the first quarter, because they have quarters now instead of like going 20 minutes and then stopping and going 20 minutes. They have like 10-minute quarters.
This is women's collegiate basketball. Yeah.
So the Huskies were up. It was like 20 points almost immediately. They won by 70 points.
Jesus.
And their best player on Mississippi State, I don't know what her name was, but she was super short, but she was good and she was good dribble and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But all the players on Connecticut are like a foot taller than everyone on Mississippi State. So all they were doing was just knocking shots into the front row and stuff like that. It was brutal. I mean, I felt bad for Mississippi State. I was cheering for Mississippi State because I was like, this is depressing to watch them get beat down this bad. And UConn never stopped doing three-pointers. They were doing full-court presses. They were playing like they were down by 10 points the whole game. The defense was swarming terrible. Like, they had to take out their best players to not win by 100 points.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is depressing. Why are you beating them this badly?
Because they can't help it, because they play hard.
They are awesome.
When we talk about, for some of our listeners who are in China or someplace. How's it going, China? Listener John. Although Listener John knows this stuff, but some people don't know. The March Madness brackets that we do are for the collegiate men's basketball team, but also right now the women's collegiate basketball teams are having their tournament, their final tournament
yes.
of the year. And I guess you could do brackets for them, too. Maybe next
you
year
can.
We should.
I think I started to, but then I was like, yeah. I fell asleep.
Well,
something.
Because, you know, UConn is going to win it, so there's kind of no point
well,
in
I
doing
kinda
brackets.
Well, I kind of hope they don't.
I mean, why do they even do a tournament? They should just give UConn the trophy and then let everybody else play for second
well,
place.
Well, I mean, in the
like,
good news department, the yes. UConn, three of the UConn best players are seniors, so they're not coming back.
Okay.
So, like, Breanna Stewart is the most, like,
right.
dominant player.
Yeah,
and,
so they'll
and
go.
She's, like, awesome.
I know, she's amazing. So they'll. She's
going to graduate and go to the WNBA
yeah,
or something
go to
like
the
that.
Women's
and then you'll have to have a bunch of new players. So maybe they'll mm-hmm. they'll be more
but,
competitive
I mean, they've been,
next
they've
year.
Been, the UConn has been in the Final Four, like, the last nine seasons.
Is that true?
I think nine seasons.
They haven't won every. I mean, they've won the last three,
yeah,
and this could be
the
their fourth.
Three. Yeah, right. And that would be a record also. But they've been in the Final Four for like 9 years in a row. They're a very dominant team, even when the.
Well, they play
even when
great.
Even when players graduate and leave, and they get new players,
right?
They're still, you know, it's their coaching.
Gino
Arana. Yeah, exactly.
Arana Redenamama.
And they work hard and they are just a dominant team. It doesn't matter.
Right. And they just play like it was like the Globetrotters versus the
Generals.
No, I mean not even the Generals.
Oh,
like
no.
Some kiddie league team.
Oh dear.
So, Ralphine says by the way, Ralphine doesn't listen to Ralphine
Yes, I am the listener Ralphine Sportsy Talk co-host for 2016. Who adopted you?
I don't think anyone's adopted me.
Did you check?
I checked yesterday. How many days do I have to check?
You have to check once in a while. I mean, somebody.
I mean, I'll check again.
Somebody's going to adopt
some other
you.
Time. I want to feel depressed.
You got
and
adopted
alone.
last year. You got adopted way before I did.
I must have let them down. Listener Ralphine says Connecticut won by 60, not 70. It felt like 70. It felt like 100. It could
you
have been.
You were at the
200.
Game, and you're not even accurate.
I don't. I don't pay attention to the score. I pay attention to the feel of the game.
Oh, all right.
And the feel of the game was a brutal beatdown.
Okay.
I felt totally depressed.
I'm sorry.
And
it was supposed to be a happy Easter present.
No, I had a good time. The other game was UCLA versus Texas, and that was cool.
Oh yeah, who won?
Texas.
Good.
And then they got beat by UConn by like 40 points or something like that. But the Texas kids, they had a lot of spirit. They had a lot of pizzazz.
Yeah. You know who I liked is on the men's side of the tournament is Oklahoma. I really
yeah,
it was
they played
fun.
Great.
It was fun to watch them. It was fun to
Buddy
see
Buddy Hield.
Yeah, it was he is
dominating.
And he's fun. I mean, they look
throwing up three pointers.
Like, yeah, they look like they're having a great time.
Having a good time.
Yeah, and they're all real happy and
Sooners
seems like
basketball.
Real team spirit kind of thing. Yeah, it's nice to see.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. And Villanova is like the least amount of fun you could watch a basketball game. It's like watching a library.
Oh my God, did you watch any of the halftime shows for those?
I don't watch those. What do you mean? Like, where Charles Barkley and those guys talk to each other?
Yeah,
I don't
Greg
watch
Gumbel
that.
And Charles Barkley
no.
and stuff. Well, they started doing all this weird stuff to make you watch them so you'd pay attention because I don't watch them either because nobody watches them. You know, everybody goes like, oh, it's halftime, you know, go in the kitchen, get
Well, when
some
there's 20 games going on, like the first
yeah,
bunch
right?
of things, you just switch to some other game.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
like, who wants to watch a halftime show?
And then
show?
After that, you know, but so they said, okay, so they did one of them with Muppets. It was all Muppets.
Yeah.
They had a Greg Gumbel Muppet and a Charles Barkley Muppet and those other two guys that names I don't even know who they are, Muppets.
They had Muppets for these guys?
Yeah, and they did the entire halftime with Muppets of them talking and doing like the commentary and stuff with Muppets. and then they had another one where there was this guy sitting there talking to him. They were all in chairs from out behind the desk. And some old guy was talking to him, and I heard this guy's voice, and I asked Sean, I said, why is Dr. Smith from Lost in Space?
Oh, I love that guy.
Why is he doing the commentary on this? And Sean's like, that's not, because, you know, I'm faceplant, so I don't know who anybody is, but it sounded like him.
He's
and
dead.
And Sean said, well, it's not him, it's Charlie Rose.
What?
And it's like, Charlie Rose is like a PBS news guy, right?
And he's also on CBS in the morning.
Yeah, I found that out.
That show that nobody watches.
Because I couldn't understand why he was on, you know, and because they were showing the game on CBS, so they had him on. And he was like blathering about the Brussels explosions and stuff. I don't know. He was just talking about stuff. It had nothing to do with basketball, and that was their halftime. It was really odd.
Yeah, I don't watch those. And the games aren't even on. The sad thing is they're not even on CBS anymore. They're going to be on
TBS.
No,
they're all on TV. Yeah, starting
So, like, in
starting
the finals,
Sunday.
This is the first year that the Final Four won't be on a broadcast station.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well.
Because I got to show you, like, The Good Wife and the...
Yeah, and I'm screwed now, so I can't see them. So
I'll let you know what happened.
I tried streaming it, but...
There must be a radio... Would you listen to a radio?
I do. I listen to the radio.
A radio of a basketball game?
Yeah, I listen to radio for soccer, and I listen to radio for
baseball.
Radio
for soccer? What does that sound like?
It sounds like, oh, he cares not a jot for the morrow. There he goes. Oh, nice turn there.
It's British
passing,
people?
Passing, and, oh, too bad. They missed it. You know, yeah, it's always British guys.
Well, I think you should, because you don't want to watch American football anymore.
Yes.
Out of a bold sense of moral clarity.
Yes.
They do show on NBC, they show British soccer teams. So you have to pick a British soccer team in the next, like, because They'll
I know you're a Hotspur fan.
Tottenham Hotspur, but I wouldn't inflict that on anyone. I think
no,
you should pick a team
that
wins all the time.
You should pick
like a Manchester United or Manchester City, or whatever uniforms you like.
I'm sort of being, you know, partially Welsh. I'm sort of for the Swans.
But they're going to be in last place.
I know they are.
Swansea,
okay.
You mean?
Yeah, I can't help it.
No, they're going to be in last place.
Yeah.
And you're never going to see them on TV.
I know. But I sort of like them anyway. Although now that I found out that I'm like half Scandinavian, I mean, I guess I could, you know, do they show like Swedish soccer or something?
Not on a channel.
Oh,
you
hey,
get.
Speaking
on a
of
channel
soccer,
I get.
Wait, tonight, right? Tonight,
there's a big Team USA.
Yeah, Team men's, USA.
I mean,
men's
not the important,
national team.
Not the important women's team that
no,
wins all the time.
The,
you know,
men's,
the men's
team
which
that's kind of crappy,
garbage.
Yeah, so the men's our men's football team. Soccer team is playing Guatemala tonight, right?
And we lost 2-0 or 2-0.
Yeah, if we
nil.
Don't nil 2-0. Do they have a special word for two?
Deuce
nil. So if they lose tonight, it doesn't look likely that we'll get in the World Cup in 2016, right?
Yeah, I don't care if the team USA makes
the
World
the
Cup
thing.
Or not.
Here's the thing, though. I think we would anyhow because FIFA's so corrupt. Even though they got rid of, like, the worst corrupt guys. I mean, there's just bribery upon bribery. They're not going to keep the USA out of the World Cup, right? They'll find a
way
to...
We'll still watch.
No, but they'll put them... No, people won't watch.
Yeah, we'll watch. All the best teams are still going.
You and I will watch, but most Americans aren't going to watch that.
I don't care what most Americans do.
I know, but I mean, they care, right? Because they want to make all the money.
I don't know. I mean, the games are in Russia anyway, right? The games are like 12 hours before.
Oh, it's 2018 World Cup. I said 2016. 2018. Yeah. It's
what? This is 2016 this year.
Yeah, so it's 2018. It's 2 years from now.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
If the United States. I mean, the United States team's going to lose anyway.
By then, President Trump will, like, make it happen. He'll be best friends.
They'll have banned soccer.
President Trump will be best friends with President Putin.
Putin.
And he'll just say, hey, I want my fabulous, fantastic, you know, U.S. men's team in the World Cup. And Putin will say, yeah, okay.
Well, you did Putin Pals.
I did do Putin Pals.
Do you see, like, maybe,
do you see, like,
you think you could do Trump Pals? You
no.
think Trump Pals would be anything?
I don't think Trump has any pals. I think Trump is...
He has no pals.
I really wanted the Republicans, there was a big petition going... The Republican National Convention is coming up in Cleveland.
In Cleveland.
And there was a petition to allow people to bring guns onto the floor of the
convention.
I'm for that. I just thought that was so great.
It would just be a Wild West shootout.
Yeah, right?
And like, yeah, that sounds fine to me. I think the Secret Service had a problem with that. I don't know why they would have a problem with
that. I mean, it's legal.
I can't imagine.
I mean, everyone has a right to carry a gun openly anywhere in the U.S.
Apparently.
If they feel like it.
Just
in most
shooting
states.
Shooting from the hip.
Not here.
Like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, sure. Why not? You'd just be like...
I think that would be great. I mean, I think they should look into that.
Do you think they're going to assassinate him? I mean,
you know, probably.
Maybe.
I mean, how many presidents have gotten assassinated? We haven't had one assassinated in a while. So
let's see. Garfield got shot.
Garfield the cat?
Garfield the president.
I was going to say because Garfield the cat's still
alive.
I don't know if
he died when he got shot. Lincoln got shot and assassinated.
Kennedy got shot and assassinated. Yeah, he's dead.
Who else got shot and assassinated?
Reagan got shot, but he was fine.
Hmm.
I mean, ultimately fine.
Well, he was as, you know,
I mean,
he was
kind
good,
of a crappy president.
He was as good before as he was after.
Yeah, I mean, it was like,
know,
whatever.
Didn't matter.
No big deal.
Yeah. Squeaky Fromm tried to shoot Jerry Ford.
I know. How could you miss Jerry Ford? And did he fall down the stairs and that's how she missed him?
I don't know. You know, he was probably the greatest natural athlete. who's ever been in the White House. He played football.
Richard Nixon was a quarterback.
No, Richard Nixon was not a quarterback. Jerry Ford was a great football player.
Reagan was a great football player.
No, he wasn't. Reagan was in a football movie and couldn't tell the difference between that and reality. But, yeah, no, Jerry Ford was a terrific athlete. And then all he was known for was falling down because Chevy Chase made fun of him on...
The guy fell down the stairs, and that was it.
Yeah, one time.
Well, how many times you got to do it before it's a great
joke? I fall down all the time. I fall down like 3 or 4 times a year. I do major damage to myself.
Do you do it on television?
Tip over.
And are you the president?
I wish.
You would be a good president.
I'd be a great president. They should elect
me. I'm looking up whether Richard Nixon was any good. Apparently he wasn't a varsity athlete.
No, of course he wasn't. I'm telling you he wasn't. No. That's ridiculous.
You know this?
Yeah, of course. WFMU, was Richard Nixon a varsity athlete?
Was Richard Nixon a varsity athlete? I don't know.
See? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't recall that.
Okay, who's this?
It's Station Manager Ken.
Oh, hey, Station Ken. Manager Ken, greetings. Are we off the air? Are you calling to tell us that the transmitter broke? I mean, are we making this up as we go along? What happened?
No, the transmitter's finally fixed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yay.
As of today, once and for all. But I heard you talking about the Cleveland Convention.
Yes.
And the guns. And
yes.
This is sports talk I can really get behind.
Yay.
It's open carry.
Open carry.
It's a new American sport.
Yep.
I'm so excited. I think WFMU should send somebody to Cleveland. I really think we should cover it.
Oh, could we?
Do you want us to try to get
to
press passes?
Oh, that would be great.
All right, well, we'll put in for press passes. I know some poets
who live in
Cleveland.
I'll do whatever I can to help.
Okay, that would be great. Well, we have some ins, I think, with politicians here in Jersey City, do we not?
Not Republicans. There's Republicans that we know of.
Do we know any Republicans? Could we pretend
do we know Republicans? Yeah, I do know some Republicans.
Can we pretend that we didn't make fun of Chris Christie's gym shorts earlier and maybe Chris Christie will send us?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try that.
And we have to get you some atropine spray for your eyes in case you get tear gas.
Oh, right.
Will they be tear gassing inside the Quicken Loans Arena, or is it that just the like when you're going to the hotel?
Wait,
later?
Is it really called the Quicken Loans
Quicken
Arena?
Quicken Loans Arena.
Yeah.
In
Cleveland.
Holy crap.
That's where LeBron James and the Cavaliers play.
Okay.
Quicken Loans is like one of the biggest, like that's a huge company.
Well, I'm a pretty good shot. I own a gun and I'm a pretty good target shooter. So I think I could fit right in, right?
And,
I could just like blend right in with the crowd.
I'm
probably
a great coward. Like I'm a
yeah,
great,
that'd be good.
I'm begging for my life in a room full of Republicans with guns.
So Ken,
the city of Cleveland has been arming up. They've been, like, buying tons of stuff.
Yeah, right.
To get ready.
For the police.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear Trump? You know, he keeps saying that he doesn't incite riots. He keeps saying he would never do that. But then
he
blames
it on Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. But then they asked him what would happen if the Republican convention becomes a brokered convention instead of just giving him the nomination.
Yeah, we might be there for a while. Like, how long does it take, right?
Well, he said, oh, I don't think they'll do that. I think if they tried that, there would be a riot.
I think it's going to be a riot anyway.
He's just queuing his supporters, you know?
Yeah, there's going to be riots inside and out no matter what happens.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if we're lucky.
I don't know, Ken. Maybe I don't want to go to this.
I will go.
You'll
I am
go?
Willing to put my life on the line for WFMU.
Mr. Jim, all right.
Yeah, because because WFMU, we did cover the Chicago 1968 convention. Vince Kelce's wife went.
Really?
Yeah, and there were a bunch of other FMU people. In fact, I think there's an archive up on our website of FMU's coverage of Chicago 1968.
Holy moly.
No kidding. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, they just phoned it in.
I have no...
Well, we phone it in every week, so I think that would be good.
I'd be fine. You know, no one loves me. It's fine. I could go there if anything bad happened, you know.
Yeah, and I'm old and I have no family, so we could both go.
We could go.
Yeah, we could go. We could go, Ken.
Great.
All right, let's set it up.
It's July, right? It's mid-July.
I guess.
I think it's later than that, actually.
Is it? I have to go to L.A. in August because Sluggo has a show at a gallery there, and they're going to fly him out for it. So I have to do that. Find out when it is.
Yeah, I'm looking that up.
Yeah.
On the magic machine.
Okay, what does it say?
This is, you're right, July 18th through 21st.
Okay, July 18th,
right.
Ken.
Done and done.
All right. I'll start the wheel of stuff. Paperwork.
Paperwork. Yeah, we'll get started with the paperwork.
This is the best the best sports coverage ever.
Thank you, Ken. We appreciate your support.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Station Manager Ken.
That was exciting.
Thanks for, last time we talked to him about drones.
Yeah.
I hope we'll be able to get him back on.
He's kind of militaristic. Have you noticed that?
I have not noticed
that. I think he's been replaced
with
a robot.
The man works hard. He plays hard.
Yep.
I respect that.
He's sending us to our doom.
Well, I mean, that was going to happen sooner or later.
I guess.
That was going to happen sooner or later.
I guess so. Speaking of soccer.
Yeah, lay it on me.
We have some News of the Dead. I didn't bring in the News of the Dead music, and I really should have.
Oh.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
Why did you die?
I didn't see very much coverage of this in America at all, and I looked. Johan Cruyff died.
You tweeted about that.
I know, right? Did you see that?
Who is that?
Oh my god!
Guy?
Oh my god! He's like the greatest soccer player and coach who ever.
Idea.
I know, because you're an American.
Is he Dutch?
Yeah, he was Dutch. Yes.
Was he the guy who came up with Total Soccer?
Yes.
Oh, I love Total Soccer.
He came up with
Total. It's insane.
He played for the Netherlands national team in the World Cup. And he played for the club Ajax.
Yeah.
And he played for Barcelona. And then when he retired, he became a manager at Ajax and at Barcelona.
Yeah.
And he was voted European Player of the Century in 1999.
Whoa, what?
He was one of the most influential soccer players ever in the history of
Dutch
the game.
How come Dutch soccer never wins then?
Oh, because he's not there.
No.
No.
He's dead. He only died yesterday.
No, he was coaching.
Like 2 days ago.
He was coaching Barcelona.
Yeah, but didn't he ever coach the Dutch soccer team?
I don't think so. Not the national team.
He's some kind of genius.
I don't think he
is. Isn't he the guy who came up with Total Soccer?
Yes.
So he must have coached the team.
You just look. He didn't coach that team. He didn't coach their national team.
What's his name again?
Oh my God, Johan Cruyff, Cruyft.
Oh, wait a minute, it came right up.
Yeah, right.
He's the first Johan that comes up.
Yeah, of course he is. He's the guy who invented the Cruyff turn.
The what?
He
was the coach of the national team from 1966 to 1977 for the Netherlands.
Okay, they won. All right, they won.
They didn't win.
They won.
They never won.
He was great. Come on.
He's got a cool haircut. Why do you like him so much?
Because he was the greatest soccer player. Look, if you go to like YouTube or any place and just watch.
I mean, better than Pele?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, and more intelligent and more thoughtful about the game.
What about Messi? Is he better than that guy?
He's better than anybody. You go to like YouTube and just look up like his plays or the video of him and just watch him through his career, the videos and stuff. It's amazing. And I just couldn't believe that it wasn't like a biggest story in
sports. I never
even
heard of the guy.
I know. It's shocking to me. Like, I listen to radio sports,
he came in second behind Pele for the world player of the century.
For the world player, but for the European player of the century, he was first.
I'm just saying Pele is awesome.
Yeah, Pele was good.
Good.
Well, it was good.
Good.
I like Johan Cruyff better.
I have, was that all the news of that other than?
No, because we have a bunch of dead bicyclists.
Yeah, what did they do?
They died.
Doing what?
Bicycling.
Why?
Bicycling race, bike racers, right?
Is this like Mad Max bike racing or something like that?
No,
you have,
it's just
like,
normal.
Knives on
okay,
your
no,
handlebars
normal,
or
normal, normal bike racing. Okay, this guy that I can't pronounce any of their names because they're all, you know, from other countries.
They're dead.
Yeah, they're dead. Dan Mingyur, he's a Belgian. He died of a heart attack at a race in Corsica.
Okay.
He was 22 years old.
Corsica? That sounds hilly.
The next day, another Belgian pro bike rider, Antoine Demoiti, died. Right. He was 25 years old.
Yeah.
He had a crash. You know how sometimes when the bikes all crash into each other and the guys all fall down?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Okay, so they all fell down, and then this motorcycle that was following them, one of the support cars like Danny D was talking about before, like ran over him.
Ow.
And he died.
The car ran over him?
Yeah. Well, it was a motorcycle.
So why do they have cars? Yeah,
it was
why
a
do
motorcycle,
they have motorcycles?
But it ran over him because they're like support. They're like running around the side.
That's
they
the
come
opposite
on the side
of support.
And yeah,
that's
well,
like
they killed him. And then Randall Fox, who's a 29-year-old Oregon State grad student from Corvallis, he died in a collegiate road race in Washington.
Terrible.
He lost control of his bike and hit a guardrail, so he died on Sunday. So there were three deaths of bike riders in 3 days. Bicycle racers.
Kids.
Yeah, they're all pretty young, right?
Stop riding bikes.
Yeah, don't ride
bikes. Just go play video games.
Yeah,
safer.
Yeah, exactly.
Or go to the Republican convention.
God. Are we really going to go, do you
yeah,
think?
What are you talking about? Of course we're going to go. I thought we just agreed with station manager Ken,
I
mean, de facto boss.
Okay, I guess.
We're going.
Jesus.
I'm sure the Poets of Cleveland will put us up.
Oh, yeah?
Because we're not going to be able to get a hotel room.
No, no, of course not. Poets of Cleveland, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm adored in Cleveland. If you Google me,
yeah,
I think somebody thinks I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Okay.
We'll get some Cleveland poets on the air for Poetry Month, maybe.
Okay. All right. Oh, yeah, Poetry Month starts next month, so we got to
Yeah, we got to get some poets.
Yep.
Because that's how I rose up to be the...
The Sportsy Talk co-host, because you were on as a...
I was on as a...
A guest on... A guest. A guest poet
the
for
greatest,
Poetry Week.
Greatest
oh, and
radio
Funk Tank.
Motion of ever.
On Funk Tank, yep.
With Jay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jay. What happened to you?
Dwight 9000 says Ajax is pronounced Ajax.
Okay, right.
Ajax.
I'm not going to pronounce it that way.
Ajax?
Dude, I'm American, and I can't pronounce anything
American,
correctly.
And
so
I can't pronounce anything correctly.
We say Ajax over here, and I know that's wrong, but...
Someone
know.
Says if...
you can mispronounce
Folsom
my name. That's fine. What?
Says if Jim goes to Cleveland, he should get a pic of himself trying to relight the Cuyahoga.
Oh, yeah. I remember when it used to burn.
Because it was on fire for a while.
Yeah, it was always on fire.
I mean, we'll be pretty busy getting...
Beat
shot.
Up and killed and shot.
Murdered.
Yeah, murdered in Cleveland. That could be dangerous. Hey, we had a competitive eater on Crazy Legs Conti.
Yes.
We interviewed him on Sportsy Talk. Competitive eating.
That guy
as
was amazing.
A, it like wasn't that hard, right? Had. It wasn't that hard to get a competitive eater to come on and talk to us, right?
Well, it wasn't hard at all.
So did you see the Burger King commercial during the...
Oh, yeah, with the guy about the hot
yeah,
dogs?
Yeah, yeah. They couldn't even get a real guy. Why couldn't they get a real guy to be on there? They made up a competitive eater named the Polish Polisher, and they have this guy eating the Burger King hot dogs. And it's just like, why couldn't they get a real guy?
I don't know. But today, as it happens...
Yes.
Because of Crazy Legs Conti, I'm writing an article about pork roll.
Taylor ham
sandwiches.
Depending on where you're from in New Jersey, it's what you call it.
And
I
emailed those people that we talked to because I said, I'd like to talk to Crazy Legs again because he was a million laughs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, somebody else, whoever's the greatest pork roll eater of all time. They said, oh, here's Joey Chestnut's phone number. Why don't you give him a call?
You just gave him your phone number?
I was just like, I am not worthy of... I left a message for Joey Chestnut today.
He's a very famous competitive eater who goes out to Coney Island and wins the hot dog eating
He lost
contest.
Last year because he broke up with his girlfriend and
he was depressed and didn't train.
And he got beat.
Yeah, but he'll be back.
But he's the greatest professional eater of almost all time, I would say.
Right, I guess.
And he's apparently the greatest pork roll eater of all time.
Okay.
So I left a message for him.
Cool. So, but you're not going
to. Called me back.
But he's not going to be on Sportsy Talk. He's going to. You're going to interview him.
I could ask him.
You're going to interview him for something you're writing.
I could ask him to
come
on some other time.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's.
Why not?
You know, it's like the Babe Ruth of eating.
What are we going to tell people when we go to Cleveland?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Do we get, like, if we get press passes, will we get, like, some
what
kind
mean,
of...
I mean, if we get press passes? They give press passes to, like, everybody.
Well, I know we're going to get press passes because we're on, you know, a radio station. But, I mean, are we going to, like... Oh... Are we
What's
gonna
the problem? Are you who's fretting? Know. Why are you worried?
I'm a little fretful.
This is going to be great.
Okay, it'll be all right.
You ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah, that's another reason I don't want to go.
What?
It's
a wonderful town.
Oh.
I've been to Cleveland a couple times on my way to other places.
Weren't we just talking about the gnat situation in Cleveland and how Jabba Chamberlain was like
But those
coated
don't come up
bugs.
Until that was September. That was October.
Oh, yeah? They don't have bugs in Cleveland in July?
There are no bugs in Cleveland in July.
Okay. Just guns.
Just Republicans.
Just Republicans with their guns. Okay.
The greatest soccer news of the week came from, I was watching the Deadspin.com.
Mm-hmm.
They had some video of the Barcelona under 12 team. Did you see that video?
I didn't watch it.
Unbelievable. The kids that played Barcelona, they played Real Madrid for some like mini whatever, Clasico.
Mini cup, yeah.
One of the kids made a kick. And it's, you know, usually when you make those like penalty kicks or like, this wasn't a penalty kick. It was like a... They had gotten fouled outside the little box there, and the kid made this, like, do it like Beckham kick that went over the wall, up, and so high that the kid, it's like a kid goalie. So the kid's just like, what do you want me to do about that? Nothing. And it, like, the upper corner of the thing and went in. It was, like, the best goal I've ever seen from an adult or child.
Oh, my God.
And the kid is like, the goalie's like, what do you want me to do about that? There's nothing I can do about that. Like, it just goes in the corner. He's like, yeah, that was a pretty good goal. They were amazing. So congratulations to the Barcelona under-12 team. You guys are amazing.
See?
They probably could take our American men's...
Probably could.
...regular guys.
Probably could.
We're terrible.
We're terrible. So when is the when are the U.S. men playing tonight? What time are they playing?
7 p.m., I believe.
That would be in about 13 minutes, which will be the end of this program. And Morricone Island will be in. And we'll be able to run off. Is there like a sports bar near here where they will show that game?
Probably. Remember that place we went down?
Yeah, that place was weird.
We went to a place down around the corner. It was like some kind of like corporate
alleged
bar. There was poker going on there,
yeah,
though,
was
too.
Alleged,
is that something you can do?
I don't know if that was legal. Yeah, that was a strange place.
What was the name of that place?
I don't remember the name of it.
Schmendenheimer's?
It was strange.
I don't know. We had some, some kind of appetizers there.
We got a, and we had some...
We used to go to the Iron Monkey, but now the Iron Monkey's dead.
I won't go
to us.
There. I won't go to the Iron Monkey anymore.
The Iron Monkey let us down.
The bad service of the Iron Monkey.
They say, "Oh, what kind of beer do you want?" And they give you like this whole list.
Yeah.
And then you go, "I want this one," and they order it from upstairs, but then it never
comes.
Up
on the roof, and it never came. They didn't say.
Where'd you order from?
I went in.
Where'd you order from?
I went in and I said, "I am in a hurry, right? I am in a hurry. I have to make a train, but I have time for one." And I told the lady that. I said, I'm in a rush. I just want one quick beer, but my friend here is probably going to stay a while. That was you. You were my friend at that time.
I was going to stay there all night drinking.
Right? So, and flirting with that waitress. So I was like,
I'm never going to get anywhere with
the waitress. And so she said, "Well, here's all these beers we have." And I said, "Okay, well, that sounds good." And then we're waiting. You finished your beer. And I still haven't got mine.
I don't know if it had a cinnamon rim or not.
Yeah, I'm waiting. Right? And it doesn't come. And I finally go over and I say, "Hey, so I ordered a beer. You know, I have to get out of here. What's going on?" Right? And she said, "Oh, well, that's one of the ones that we keep up on the roof." And the guy has to, yeah, the guy has to go up.
What's a roof?
That's the top of the building.
You mean a roof?
Yeah. She said, "The guy has to go up and get it." And I was like, "Okay, well, how long is that going to take?" You know, because I said I got to go. And she's like, "Oh, well, I don't know. He went up there a while ago." And I'm like, "Okay, well."
Some point.
I said, "Okay, don't give me that. Give me some other beer. What's a beer that you have right here, right now?"
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of beer right down here. What's that beer?
Yeah, so then she says, "Okay." And then I'm waiting. And then she brings me a beer, you know, randomly at some other later date. And it wasn't like the right one that I ordered. And then she overcharged me for it. And I was like, "Okay, I'm never coming back here. You guys suck. I'm not going there." So that's the end of that. They're dead to me. I won't go back. Never. Bad service at the Iron Monkey. There. You asked for it. I told you. Okay, but anyway, so we went to this other place. It was all very strange. And did they have sports on TV there?
There was like 600 TVs. Yeah, we were watching some sport.
Something.
It was like,
I don't know,
some minor sport.
Okay, here's a letter that we got from a listener this week. Yay, emails from listeners. We don't get those very often anymore. Listener John in China.
Hey, John.
Says the Chinese Basketball Association, CBA, finals just ended.
Ooh.
My hometown, Liaoning Flying Tigers, lost.
Oh.
Each team is allowed 2 foreign players. Liaoning had NBA journeyman Lester Hudson, an ex-Clipper.
Don't remember him.
And Shavik Randolph, an ex-Celtic. Do you remember him? Shavik Randolph?
Never heard of him.
Shavlik Randolph? Sichuan had some guy from Iran who played in the NBA for a few years and just crushed us.
Aw.
Starbury was eliminated first round.
I love Starbury.
3 in a row for Beijing.
Stephon Marbury.
Mm-hmm.
I used to buy his clothes. They were at this place. They were only like $20 for shoes. And
they
had some great stuff.
He plays in China now, huh?
He's pretty good still.
Apparently. Okay. But the interesting thing, after Game 3, some Sichuan Blue Whale fans waited at the hotel for Liaoning and got into a huge fight with them. And then he gives a link to a video of that. And then there's a... Honestly, the whole thing appeared to be a setup, hence no one was suspended. But it gave me a great chance to tell local fans, fight, tisk tisk, look up Malice in the Palace, that was a fight.
So was that the one where...
So he's telling people in China about it.
Oh, yeah, because there was one where then Ron Artest, he's now Meta World Peace, I think it's still his name.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a beer at him.
Yeah.
And he went into the crowd.
He
and
went into the crowd.
Punching
just
random people.
Just wailing on the guy. Yeah, just anybody in the
video room. Of him just walking up to the first guy he sees and punching, and the guy's like, no, and he just pounds him, and then it's just like... Pistons and Pacers are in the crowd in Detroit, and it's like, oh, man, what's going on?
It was like a Trump rally.
Oh, Ken from Hyde Park mentions the heartwarming moment of the week for me.
Oh, well, wait, I want to say thank you to listener John for his email. Thanks for keeping us up to date on sports in China. He's our foreign correspondent.
Is that how you say it?
Shishir. Something like that.
Is that thank you?
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony was, it was like a timeout, and they were lining up yesterday. They were playing the Pelicans.
Yeah, I saw
Some
that.
Some kid came out and hugged him, and at first he was like, whoa, wait a minute, who's touching me? What's going on? And then he looks down, and it's just a kid.
Down by his knees.
And he goes, oh, okay, hey, kid, what's going on? He kind of pats him on the head or whatever like that. That was cool. Although now it's going to cause a bunch of kids to run out on the
I watched that, the video of that, and the commentators, the guys who were calling the game at the time, they're like, whoa, wait, where's security? Oh, this isn't good. How did that kid get out like that? You know, it's just like they were so freaked out.
There's apparently a Calvin Klein rule. During a timeout in 2003 during a Knicks game, Calvin Klein went out and started talking to like Latrell Sprewell. And they're like, hey, Calvin, why don't you get off the court?
Yes.
Why don't you get off the court? Or else everyone's going to run out of the court. It's going to be insane.
It was really Calvin Klein?
Calvin Klein. So they now have a Calvin Klein rule that says don't go on the court or else you're going to get arrested and get fined a bunch of money. So this kid, I don't know if he got fined, but his mom his mom was really mad, and I guess she brought him out of the game and was yelling at him for running on the court because she probably thought he was going to get shot or something.
Yeah,
like he's at a Republican convention.
Exactly.
Be careful, kids. Don't be running on the court.
Well, that's a heartwarming moment.
It was nice, though.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have Knicks been hugged?
Yeah,
this
nobody's.
Year?
I mean, and then they lost anyway to the Pelicans, right?
I mean
they lose so much.
It's just pathetic.
Why did he want to?
And Porzingis, he was smiling very. I like that Porzingis.
Porzingis was good.
He's like Kristaps Porzingis. Was that his name?
Kristaps? Yes.
Kristaps Porzingis.
Why did anyone want to hug Carmelo Anthony?
He's his favorite player. The kid's favorite player.
Why?
I mean, he's a good player.
I have a plant in my office named Carmelo, but
you do?
Anyway, it's no relation.
Wasn't that the name of a bar when we were growing up? The Carmelo Bar.
When we were growing up, where do you think I grew up at?
I thought you grew up in the place where they say root.
I did.
Root.
Yeah.
You don't have Carmelo bars?
No, what the hell are you talking about? It's a bar?
Yeah, it's like a...
You go in a bar?
Carmelo bar.
It's like the Iron Monkey, only different?
No, it's a bar, like a Hershey bar.
Oh, Carmelo. A candy bar. No,
yeah,
I never
Carmelo
heard of that.
Bar. You never heard of the Carmelo bar?
No.
It's not spelled the same.
No.
But it's delicious. It's just like a Rolo, basically.
What's a Rolo?
What? Rolos are like those little, it's like a Hershey Kiss, except it's round and it's filled with caramel.
I don't know.
You never had a Rolo?
Caramel, you mean? Filled with caramel?
Like caramel. What the heck's caramel?
That's what
you mean caramel. There's an A in the middle of that word, caramel.
Yeah, it's silent.
It's not silent.
All the vowels are
not
silent.
Not in America.
I grew up poor. We only had schwas. We didn't have any vowel sounds.
Oh, I kind of also hope that I didn't get to mention this, that Jurgen Klinsmann gets fired. He's the coach of the men's team.
I'd really
like for him to be fired.
Why?
But I'm worried that they'll make Alexi Lalas the coach if he gets fired.
Why do you want him?
Because he's terrible. He's a terrible coach.
Yeah.
And our team's terrible. They could fire the whole
team,
too.
I mean, what's the problem?
If they could just play the women in the men's league, we'd be fine.
We'd be fine.
We'd be fine.
Yeah. Or if they just play the men in, like, the under-12 league or something, they'd be okay.
Not if we're playing that Barcelona team. They would
Barcelona
wipe us out.
Beat us. Okay.
There was a contest for the Sacramento Kings. You know how they do those, like, at, you know, timeouts and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
They had this contest. It was, like, Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bunch of babies. And it was see if they
like
could send
seeing how many babies they could dunk through the
basket. This was like just
baby dunking.
Like follow like they were. It was like a race of babies to crawl across the court.
Yeah.
And all these kids are just like crying. They have like you know like
yeah
like
right?
bunny ears on and stuff
Wait,
like
when
that.
When was this?
This was like the other day. And I was watching this. And I was like, this is a disaster.
That's
Why
terrible.
Do they have a bunch of crying babies on the court?
Why did they?
That's no good.
No, that doesn't sound like fun.
This is garbage.
Did somebody win?
There was one kid who seemed to understand what was going on. Because it's just like parents pushing, like, toddlers.
Oh, dear.
And the kids are like, I don't know what's going on. Why are you pushing me? Why am I wearing these ears? Why am I at a Sacramento Kings game?
At all. Why am I here?
This is going to be something I'm going to have to talk to a shrink about at some point.
Probably. Hey, we had another listener contacted us this week.
Oh, yeah?
I almost forgot, and we only have a few minutes here. So when I get to it, listener Pete sent... via the Twitter,
oh, I like
at
the Twitter.
Sportsy Talk. You can follow us on the Twitter. Listener Pete sent us notice of the anniversary of the injury where the Buffalo Sabres were playing the St. Louis Blues, and Sabres goalie Clint Mlarchuk got hit in the neck by a skate and it sliced open his jugular vein.
Yeah.
And he just began bleeding out on the ice.
Yeah.
And he managed to crawl off the ice, get off the ice under his own power because he didn't want his mom to see him die because she was watching the game on TV. And
well, it can happen real quick. I mean, it's
it's his jugular vein. Yeah, so it's so he probably would have died, except the team's trainer, whose name was Jim Pizzatelli, had been an army medic in Vietnam. So he knew what to do. So he reached inside the guy's neck and pinched the jugular vein closed until, like, the EMTs could get there and start working on him. They got him to a hospital, and it took 90 minutes and 300 stitches, and they sewed up his vein, and then he was okay. And so that was, listener Pete wanted us to observe that anniversary.
How many years ago was that?
I don't know.
Because they basically,
I didn't write down how long
they
ago.
They make a lot of the kids who play youth hockey wear, like, a neck guard because of that kind of, because you really could die within like a minute or two of having your jugular vein.
That's why they make them wear neck guards now because of that event. Okay, so also the final thing, we have to try to get this old Grammy, Shirley Webb. She's in Illinois. She's 78 years old. She can deadlift 225 pounds three times. And she looks like your old grandma. She's 78 years old, and she's this fluffy-haired old grandma.
Sounds like my girlfriend.
And you would love her, right? So she joined a health club in 2014, and now she can, in like 2 years, she's gotten to where she can lift 225 pounds. Like, just,
I can't lift 225 pounds.
I know, it's amazing. There's a video of her, Shirley Webb. So we're going to try to get her on the show, I think. We should talk to her, right?
Sure.
You could flirt with her. You like that sort of thing.
I do.
All right.
I can't help but like it.
Hey, it's time for us to go.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, more Coney Island's coming up next.
He's right here, right now.
Great show. Stay tuned.
He has a special guest that's Polish, and Brian had a special guest that were, what did he say they were?
Hungarians,
right? And we didn't have any people from any place else, and we can't even pronounce all the names right.
Well, Murakami Wywolf on the board says, Bron, when you have a family,
I do.
Sluggo.
Oh,
Jim should go to Cleveland.
I know. I do have Sluggo.
You have Sluggo.
But you have Ben.
Your
significant roommate.
Life roommate.
It's your life roommate.
Ben wouldn't mind if I...
Oh, he would. He would miss you terribly. He's a nice man. Okay, so that was the show, everybody. Thanks to station manager Ken for calling in. Thanks, Danny D.
Go Bruins.
Do you know how to finish that?
Yeah. Well, you ask me every week if I do.
Why don't you do it?
I mean, I could.
Oh, I have to say all
you
the goodbyes and
thing?
Stuff.
Okay, well,
are you going to say the legal
ID? No, you should say the thing.
Okay.
You do it so well.
You've been listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Morco on the Island. I'm your host, Devin Elevens, and we have a special guest this evening, Polish composer Andrzej Korzyński, in the studio with us. Welcome to the show.
Witam również.
Hello.
So you're in town for the Andrzej Jaworski screenings. It's actually a series, a spotlight on Andrzej Jaworski at Lincoln Center at the Walter Reed Theater. And the U.S. premiere of your latest film, just from last year, 2015, entitled Cosmos. You, for the first time in 15 years, collaborated with the director. Is this your first trip to the United States?
Ja jestem pierwszy raz w Ameryce I pierwszy raz w Nowym Jorku. Prawdę mówiąc, chyba by do tego nie doszło, bo...
Yes, that's my first time in the U.S. and the first time in New York City. And I must tell you, it was very close for me to cancel the entire trip because I've learned that Andrzej died this very day I was supposed to be departing for New York. I was really ready to cancel the whole thing. Andrzej Żuławski has been sick for some time, so he could not be here in person for this celebration of his work. The day when I learned that of Andrzej's passing, I was talking to his brother, but Mateusz, Andrzej's brother, told me, listen, you have to go. You have to go and represent your friend Andrzej. Well, I think I gave it my all, and with a little help of my interpreter, I think I did the best I could.
And I am sorry for your loss. I attended the Friday night screening for a third part of the night. I know that Cosmos was sold out. There was a huge response for it. How did you first meet?
Sięgnąć do pamięcią do 50.
Well, we went back all the way till 1952 when Andrzej arrived. He came back from Czechoslovakia with his parents, and he was this scrawny, skinny kid, very shy. Well, we shared a desk in class. We've been classmates. We've been sitting next to each other for most of the time, and it came apparent very quickly that we shared a lot of interest, and they started blooming as we started to talk. We used to vacation together a lot. Żuławski's family was extremely supportive of me. It was really, for me as a young man in communist Poland, there was no way I would have gotten a passport and would allow to be traveling anywhere. But thanks to Andrzej's father's support, I was able to get a passport and I landed in Paris at the age of 18. Andrzej's father was a cultural attaché at the embassy in Paris, and that's how it was even possible for him to help me. Then he came back to Poland and was given an opportunity to make 2-4 TV films. And, you know, he invited me as an old buddy to write the music for them. Andrzej graduated from the IDEC film school in Paris. He was quite impressed with me because, you know, I was a big-time classically trained pianist and I actually graduated from the Warsaw Conservatory and I performed Gershwin's piano concerto. So he was quite impressed to have a buddy who's such an excellent piano player. He started inviting me and our cooperation actually bloomed for the first time when we've been doing these 2-4 TV movies. It was supposed to be the entire series of TV films based on the classics of international literature, and they were supposed to be the first ever full-color TV films ever made in Polish TV. So that's what made me eventually a soundtrack, a film soundtrack composer, although the first recording that was done in the city of Łódź, where the recording studio for the film industry are located, were manipulated till the point when I could not really claim to be a composer. So the first recording was botched, and that was to Andrzej's credit that he allowed me to re-record the entire thing, paying with my own money for it. And the recording was made in the studio in Warsaw this time. I had a full control of technical setup for it, including the mics and the, you know, the production. The result was so impressive that basically I got propositions for other projects to write music for more films.
No, do tego stopnia, że ja natychmiast otrzymałem propozycje od innych reżyserów.
What year is this?
To był rok 67.
Must have been 1967.
Andrzej wkrótce wyjechał do Paryża.
Shortly after Andrzej left for Paris.
I dostał fantastyczną pierwszą.
And his first gig was really quite amazing. It was editing for a film that already has been shot and produced by Zanuck, the American production.
Cyril.
The French guy who was directing the thing apparently did not deliver what his American bosses were expecting, and they basically were looking for a person to redo the editing so it would look more American, not